Good evening, everyone. It's 8th of November. I'm your host, Hamid Abbasi, and this is your platform, Radio Free Voices, where we try to cover things that matter, especially covering both past and present events. And this has been second in line because the last episode was with reference to the terror attacks in France, and unfortunately we are here with another tragic episode. This is pertaining to the terror attacks in Austria, which claimed 4 innocent non-combatants' life. And no matter what theory, ideology, faith you put into effect in such a condition, there is no support to any sort of violence which is directed toward someone who is absolutely neutral, which has nothing to do with the peace of the person or the land or anything. And we have tried to bridge the gap of religion and faith throughout our episodes by mentioning that no religion in the world teaches violence. It's all tolerance and cooperation, respect for each other that you foresee in all the leading religion, and Islam is no difference. There is no justification for this. Even killing a soul is like killing the entire humanity. That's the foundation. And even it has been clarified that non-human animal, even tree, it has been specified by the religion that you shouldn't go for deforestation or even cutting down healthy plant has something or wastage of water. It has touched every aspect, and there is no reason to believe that any teaching is directed in terms of violence toward the other people. Why I'm discussing this case is that there are more questions than answer to this tragic episode. We will try to cover a few of these. The person who carried out this attack, I will not name him by anything, although wherever you come across it has clearly mentioned Islamic terrorism. You see the response from France, you see the response from other European countries, and Austria has no difference. It's being tagged as Islamic terrorism. Alright, the gunman, the varied accounts, he had his roots from Macedonia, but he was born in Austria and spent his life, that is, by some account 20 years, by some account it's 22 years, but anyhow, up to becoming an adult, he had been in that system, which is the Austrian values and Austrian culture. And his family, by all accounts, has been described as liberal with nothing to do with extremism. And then he, as per the profile, ends up in a mosque which is home to some very extremist views. Even the Council for Muslim Unity, I'm not referring to the exact name, but the overall controlling authority had sidelined itself from that mosque, and its leader, the mosque leader, he was able to lead a group. Now these are what are the accounts we are seeing on mainstream media. So that preacher, he led a group from Austria to Syria to join ISIS, and he was himself killed in a drone strike. And still this person was able to go to that platform, and he got radicalized. Now that's something which is there. I mean, there was a preaching place. He went there. It was going unchecked, although it was declared as something which was not in line with the religion values by the Austrian Muslim community or the organization which manages the entire preaching mechanism there. And yet it was working, and this person was able to go there. And post that, he tried to go to Afghanistan to join jihad. From there, when he wasn't able to get that, he went to Turkey, and the Turkish authorities, while he was crossing into Syria to join ISIS, they were able to intercept him. They were able to send him back to Austria. Then he went to trial and was ultimately sent to 22 months in prison. 22 months in prison. And then he was able to walk free on parole by as he was declared. And he wasn't harmful to anyone. That was their research, and he was not capable of carrying out an attack. Capable, okay, that's what it is described. And so he was set free, and he was asked to join a de-radicalization program. And then things get interesting. Not only that, the Austrian put a tag or a strong profile, and why to even release him on parole while he has gone the extra mile? He's gone all the way to Turkey. That is huge kilometers, that is huge time. Any sane person should have come across this thing, that whatever he's doing, it's not right, and he should have never made that journey. But he made it. He went to Syria, he went to Turkey, was about to cross when he was caught, then he was sent back. However, he gets free on parole. You don't do this thing in just 10 months or 12 months or time. And once that is done, no sirens went by and no alarm bell was heard when this person went to Slovakia to buy ammunition and guns, which was declined by the Slovakians for him not carrying any valid legal work. It was reported back to Austrian, and there was no track of it. The trail just went cold without any reason. Now, this is unimaginable. And if you see his last engagement with this de-radicalization program, it was in October, and he was asked about his views on the French attack, and he was replying like he didn't support that. However, on the other hand, if you see, there were clear indications, intels from Slovakians, not Austrian, but a different homeland. It was sending in the warning signal that this guy is planning something, and still he comes in front of the jury and he goes with a clean chit. So they never took up the case. Now, with these follies, with this profile, I start like this, even if he is in a Muslim country, complete Muslim population. I'll give you an example. He's in Saudi Arabia. If he is Saudi Arabia, forget about it. It's going to be very, very tough. But if he is in Egypt, if he is in Pakistan, if he is in Malaysia, he is anywhere, even in Central Asia, by this time, after unearthing, he had all the will to travel to join ISIS. He would have gone for good with no return in sight and a proper trial and anti-terrorism act and everything. While Austria, they just let him go like air. He was released to roam free and do whatever he wanted, and in the end, it happened. He goes on to his social media profile, he posts his pictures with guns, knives, and then he carries out that attack. And that means he was always in contact with the people who are running the show. I will call it a show because there is no ideology, no logic to what they were doing in Syria and other places in the world. But still, that's pretty tough to digest how things went this far. And the way they, instead of claiming that their system is wrong and clearly identifying a suspect, it looks more like a willingness to let that subject go loose to do anything and serve whatever purpose it is. It is not serving any sane, civilized purpose. It is serving some very specific aspect, and he was just kept on a loose. Nobody was able to check on him while all the warning signals were there. He was acquiring guns for what? He wasn't practicing shooting somewhere out in Slovakia. It was definitely for a purpose, an assault rifle, an AK-47. And he ends up with a weapon. And although he should have been kept at maximum security, he was roaming free, and then he carried out this attack. So these are a lot of questions, and the way they have reacted, the Austrians, instead of blaming their system, which let him walk free, and they again started stressing the Islamic terrorism. And it's just like what we saw a month back in France, where on something which is highly irrelevant in any civilized manner, highly insensitive to others' feeling, they were able to support that initiative, and that I would say gruesome initiative of Charlie Hebdo. And not only that, then the leadership endorsed it and tried to put everything on a specific religion, that is Islam. And what he did as a masterstroke, which Macron was, that he was able, at least he was able to fool everyone by linking their liberal values to this attack. It had nothing to do with that, but still, they made sure it goes like this. However, that's entirely, if you see it in a holistic manner, you will understand that somehow it's a huge issue that the intolerance is being on display. Either they are the leadership, like in France or in Austria, they are looking for some outcome like tightening of laws or really going hard. Going hard is something they should have done in the past. There's no logic. If you have a clear sight on someone being a suspect, why to wait for his move? It doesn't happen. This is what preemption is. You have to preempt it. And they totally failed in that, and there is no blame on the system. It's rather on the supposed person links to certain ideology like Islam, and there is no excuse. It is very, very wrong to link it with some religion or something. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's regretted these attacks, but at the end of the day, you have to see into the reasons why these are happening. So for that, the Austrian condemnation is also of the same, that they are linking their values to this thing, however never realizing that the person who committed this heinous act, he had been in their system since he was born, and still he was able to end up in a radical group. That means that there is something very much flawed in the entire thing, and it needs to be looked into it needs to be more explored in order to understand what's wrong with that. That was it for today's French. Just to wrap up, the French President Emmanuel Macron has also come out by offering his olive branch to Austria, that we have also lost and these people are after you for your values and everything. However, this is the system which needs to be looked into, that how these minds are turning into radicals, and not only that, they are able to assemble things which can aid their entire episodes, entire activities, but nothing like this. It is so tragic all across. We will meet very soon, and with this, that's the end of today's episode. Look after yourself. Take care.